Yellow and Red is a sculpture in the Spencer Museum of Art on the Kansas University campus in the Forms of Thought Gallery. Harry Batoya created this piece in the mid-1900s out of brass, steel, ebony, pewter, and paint. He started using this technique in the 1940s. He wanted to make things light and to seem like they are floating. The wire and the metal framework on this piece is so complex on how the wire is strung from back to front. The wires are connected to make it look like it is one long wire. Harry, at the age of 15, was given the choice to stay in his hometown in Italy or move to Detroit. He decided that he wanted to move and went to Detroit. After learning the language and the bus schedule, he enrolled in Class Technical High School, where he studied the art and design and learned the skill of hand-made jewelry making. After that, he started as an art student. Then he soon was asked to take over the metal workshop in 1939. Most of his work after that was all steel work. Yellow and Red captures his work forms all in one piece. The steel work, the triangles with the color blend, the steel shows all of his sculptures, the yellow and red shows his canvas work, and the color blend is from his jewelry. He also made another similar piece where the framework is aligned vertically instead of horizontally and using different colors. Those are the only two like this piece of art in the Spencer. In the Spencer Museum of Art, the piece is one of the most colorful in the gallery. When you first walk up, it looks like a flat piece, but as you get closer, it has different levels. The metal pieces turn into a mix of shades and yellow that reminds me of fire. Some of the reasons I picked this piece is because of the color blend, and it reminds me of fire. As a Boy Scout, fire has been a strong symbol in my life. While fire is useful, it can be destructive, but mysterious. This piece is similar to fire. The roads of the color look like it goes on and on and on. To each person, this piece can look different. What does it mean to you? This was Zachary Pitts with another Bulldog Podcast.